Hello and welcome to my video on adding Google authentication to your ASP.NET Core project. So today I'm going to be walking you through a recent blog post I did that really just walks you through how to take an existing or to set up a new ASP.NET Core project using Visual Studio and the templates that are built in, and how you can easily add Google authentication to them. So what I'll do is I'm literally just going to dive right in and show you how it's done. This video does assume that you have ASP.NET Core installed and you are running Visual Studio 2015 Update 1. So I'll go ahead and I'll dive right in. So the first thing I'll do is I'm going to open up Visual Studio. And as you see, I'm running Community Edition. Okay, now that Visual Studio is open, I'm going to create a new project like I normally would in MVC 5 or ASP 4.6. So I'm going to go to File, New Project. And I'm going to call this one Google Auth Demo Video. And then I have ASP.NET Web Application selected. I'm going to hit OK. And then what I'll do is I'm going to make sure under ASP.NET 5 Templates, I choose Web Application. And then also what's important is make sure under Change Authentication, when you click that, that it's set to Individual User Accounts. Okay, and you'll see right here it even tells you for applications that store user profiles in an SQL database, users can register or sign in using their existing accounts for Facebook, Twitter, Google, Microsoft, or another provider. So I'll just hit OK. And I'll let it create the project for me from the template. Okay, so it's created, and what you'll see now in ASP.NET 5 or ASP.NET Core, it automatically starts restoring all the NuGet packages and all the dependencies. So this, depending on your internet connection or whether you've created projects before, could take, in this case, it took only a couple seconds. It might take a few minutes for this to go through, but then you're all set. So before we even change anything in the .NET 5 project, or again, ASP.NET Core project, you'll see they got to update some of the templates and documentation here. But go ahead and I'm going to hit Control F5 to run it just to make sure it works. So you'll notice it's running on localhost port 63617. And then here we go. We have our basic MVC 6 template. We have a simple about page, a contact page, a register page, and a login page. But for now, all we're going to do is I'm actually going to copy this URL up here because we're going to use this later. So I'm going to copy this URL. I'm just going to paste this into Notepad real quick because we're going to use that later. Okay, so all we've done so far is we've gone to Visual Studio, we've created the basic project for ASP.NET 5, just a standard MVC template. Now what we need to do before we go any further and make changes to our project is let's get our client ID and our secret from our Google Developer Console. So if you don't already have a Google account, you will need to create a Google account. And then once you do, go ahead and log into the Google Developer Console, and that's at console.developers.google.com. In this case, it automatically logged me in because I am logged in with my Google account. Okay, and so once you're in your Google account, what you'll want to do is in the top right here, you see I've done this demo once before for a local community group, so I already have an application here, but you will go to the same spot up here and you'll click, and we're going to go to create a project. Okay, so let's name your project. So I'll call this Google Auth Demo Video. You can go under advanced options. In this case, I am in the US, so I'm going to leave it under US Central. And then I'm going to hit create. So you'll see down here it says creating project Google Auth Demo Video. It should only take a few seconds. And once it's done, you'll see it automatically brought me to the Google Auth Demo Video page. So from there, once this page loads up, go ahead and click on Use Google APIs. okay? And the one that we want to use is the Google Plus API, okay? One thing to note, if this is your first Google API that you've created, you will get a screen before this to ask you to select the project first. Being I already have a project that's created, it let me create a new project, and once I created the new project, it brought me right to the screen when I went to manage APIs or use Google APIs. So in this case, the API we want to use is going to be the Google Plus API. So I'm going to click on that. I'm going to choose to enable it for this project. This should only take a few seconds. Okay, so now that my project has the Google Plus API enabled, I'm going to have to create credentials to access that Google Plus API. So I'm going to click on Go to Credentials. Okay, and so it'll ask you a couple questions here. So we'll leave this selected at Google Plus API. We can just choose a web server as our option here. And the type of data we're going to be accessing is going to be the user data, because we want users to be able to log in as using their Google user account. So then you go ahead and click on what credentials do I need. It's going to have you create an OAuth 2.0 client ID. I'm just going to leave the default. I'm going to call it Web Client 1. And so here's what the only information you'll have to fill out is that, remember that URL that we copied earlier? Go ahead and paste that in here. Make sure, though, very important, you delete that trailing forward slash, okay? And then for the second authorized redirect URI, this is where we're going to redirect the user back once they've authenticated. I'm going to paste the same link in, but I'm going to type in at the end, sign-in-google, okay? Now, just remember, if this is for our, we're doing this for our local development environment. If you want to use the same Google API for a live production environment, you'd have to add in your live URL here and then your live URL slash sign in Google. So I'll go ahead and I'm going to hit create client ID. Okay, in this case, it's just asking for what information do you want to show on the consent screen. This is the screen that asks the user, or tells the user who's requesting this information. So there's my email address and product name. I'll do Google Auth Demo Video. I'm just going to hit continue. Okay, and so now we have our client ID, but we need our secret, and I'll show you where to get that. So I'm just going to copy this to my notepad. I'm going to hit done. And if you look, it brought me to a page where it lists out all my credentials. I'm just going to click on that credential I just created. And there's my client secret that I can copy from that page. So have fun. If you want, go ahead and copy my client ID and secret. By the time this video is published, they will be deleted. So now I have everything we need from Google and their API. So at this point, we're going to go to our ASP.NET project, and we're going to make changes here to allow the project to use the Google authentication. So the first thing we need to do is we need to go ahead and add a NuGet package that allows for ASP.NET to use, or ASP.NET Core to use Google authentication. Now, normally, if you want, you could just right-click on the project and go to Add or Manage NuGet Packages and add the package we want from there, but we're not gonna do that. I'm gonna show you how we add packages right from the project JSON file, or add dependencies in an ASP.NET Core project. So in this case, I open the project.json. And if you see here, here's all your dependencies for the project. These are the default dependencies for this type of project. And again, these are the same dependencies that would show up here as well, okay? These are all your dependencies. So now, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna add a comma here, and I'm gonna add microsoft.asp.net, and you see there's full IntelliSense, so it'll help you out here. Authentication.google. And then it'll automatically, I don't know why it's doing beta 4. We should be able to, let's see here. There we go, RC1 final. Okay, so watch what happens now. I'm gonna pin this window. Watch what happens when I save it. You'll see automatically Visual Studio is going out, or the NuGet Packet Manager is going out and restoring that package and automatically adding it to our project. So that's great. So now that that authentication package is installed, or that NuGet package is installed in our project. Next, let's open up the startup.cs file. So this is the file that initially configures your project and has all the settings for your project. And we're going to scroll down and we're going to add some code, okay? But we're going to add it after use identity and before app.useMVC. So if I scroll down here, there's even a little note by default in here to configure external authentication. See this link? This is where we're going to add our piece of code. Okay, so what are we going to add? We're going to add app. Whoops. It would help if I could type. We're going to add app.useGoogleAuthentication. And let's add our options. Okay, and we're going to say options.clientID equals, and I'll come back and fill this in. And then options.clientSecret equals, and I'm missing a semicolon. Okay, and then if I go back to my stuff there, so there's my clientID, get rid of the space. There's my secret, again, get rid of the space. And so there's the code that I need to add. And again, I'm doing the most basic integration of Google Authentication. There are definitely more advanced options and a lot more options you can set. This is literally the bare minimum you can do to get it working. Okay, so now what I'm going to do is let's go ahead and rerun the project. I'm hitting Control F5. And I'm going to click on the login page. And here we have the Google login button now. So, and it says by default login using your Google account. So if I click this, it should take me to the page asking me to authenticate and giving me the information of who wants to grab my information. So I'm going to click this. There we go. So Google Auth Demo would like to know who you are on Google, view your email address, view your basic profile. I'm going to hit allow. Now we're gonna get an error here. And the reason we're getting an error is, if remember, I created this project from scratch. So it's trying to write the information to the local database using Entity Framework, but .NET is smart enough so it knows, hey, we need to apply the existing migrations. And what's great is you can do this in the command prompt, but right in within .NET core, you can just hit this button here to apply the migration. So I'm gonna do that real quick. Okay. And so now what I'll do is I'm gonna go back to my website, I'm gonna do login again, I'm gonna click on Google, and boom, it worked. You see it automatically pulled my email address, and it says you successfully authenticated with Google. Please enter a username for this site below and hit the register button to finish logging in. I'm gonna click register, and there we go. So you'll see in just a couple steps, we have some basic Google authentication, and if you want, you could take it further. You can find some documentation on this. If you go to docs.asp.net, and you just do a search for Google or you do a search for authentication, you'll find a lot more information on how you can enable authentication and what you can do with it. So I hope you learned a little bit today and this was helpful. And enjoy and happy coding.